The art organization Mint is going through a lot of changes. In April of last year, they moved out of their gallery space on North Highland Avenue and have been setting up exhibitions in temporary spaces. And now, as Laura Relyer mentioned in the previous Arts News segment, their creative director, Candace Greathouse, has resigned. Producer Mike John sat down with Mint's executive director, Erica Jameson, to talk about what's next for Mint.
So Mint has just announced that creative director Candace Greathouse is departing. Now, she signed on to Mint in 2014.
Yes.
Can you talk about what she has done with the organization in those 3 years?
Yeah, Candace, I personally have never felt or seen myself as a curator. So I've always had a creative partner in that respect. And we had a couple prior to Candace, but Candace was the first one that we decided to bring on full time. And she really just sort of stepped up Mint's game. You know, she lent more professionalism to our exhibitions. She sort of polished everything. And, she was able to just be there full time and be fully invested in the organization every day. I've always had day jobs, so it's always been a challenge for me to, you know, be present for Mint every moment of every day, which is really what a young nonprofit needs. Not that we're that young anymore. So she gave us that sort of foundation.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear you say that, like, I mean, as the founder of and executive director of Mint, which began as an art gallery, to say that you've never thought of yourself as a curator. Can you talk about what your role has been?
Sure. I've really seen myself more as the community organizer behind it, the fundraiser, all the fun administrative stuff. I have a film degree, but I don't have like an art history background or a studio art background. So I really rely heavily on, you know, the community around Mint to provide that.
Yeah.
I see myself as more of a facilitator in that respect.
Yeah, so the last time I spoke with Candace was at one of the recent Leap Year Gallery shows that took place at the Flatiron Building downtown. Can you talk about, specifically some of the work that she's done with the artists in this community?
Yeah, she contributed a ton to Leap Year. That is a program that, you know, really needs somebody to be there every step of the way.
Yeah, and Leap Year is, I mean, it's the mentorship program.
Yes.
Where three artists in it are chosen to, they get studio space, they get time with mentors, they get a gallery show at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I could see how that would be a very hands-on sort of program.
Yeah, very hands-on. The goal of that program is to deeply invest time and energy and, you know, funding into three artists that we see that have great potential. And you need somebody to be there every step of the way. So prior to Candace, we were doing a group show with those artists. So now they each get a solo show. That was something that she brought to the program. She connected them with more individuals doing studio visits. And she was just able to, you know, really kind of be there, be present. Again, I keep coming back to that, but just having somebody there.
So what led to Candace's departure?
So Mint's been, we're going into our 11th year, which is crazy to me. And we have expanded our board, and we've been having a lot of strategy meetings, planning meetings, development meetings. We're working with an agency on a rebrand. So they've been going out in the community and doing some interviews and sort of gauging what people value about Mint, what's important, you know, that we deliver to the community. And we've uncovered a lot of insights that we didn't have prior. It's sort of led us to think about how to reframe what we're doing, expand our programming in some ways, shift it in other ways. And as these conversations sort of evolved, Candace realized that her passion for Mint and what Mint was heading into did not align as much.
Mm-hmm.
She is an amazing curator. She has a wonderful eye and had a developed really wonderful deep relationships with the artists that we worked with during her time. And that's what she wants to be. And we're not quite ready to announce Mint's new direction, but it's a step away from that in some ways. And so it just sort of felt like it was time to move on.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting what I'm hearing you say, that like Mint is sort of on the cusp of a new era, a new step, in like a step in a different direction. And one thing that you've mentioned a couple of times is that, I mean, you've been at this for over a decade. When you founded Mint, I mean, were you still a student at Georgia State?
I had just graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can you talk about where Mint started and what it's become in, you know, since you've been going?
Sure. I was really young when I founded Mint, and it was, you know, this like fun party space.
Yeah. I remember, was the first space the space that was like right along the Beltline there?
Yeah. Yeah. Sampson Street Lofts. The work was not very good. And, you know, we were having fun. We were a bunch of kids, you know, either just getting out of college or finishing up. And, you know, we were throwing these big art parties. And that was sort of, you know, I mean, we did have this community sort of mission, but we were tapping in. It was a very young, you know, party atmosphere for quite some time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way that the community reacted to Mint and the energy and the love is a very cheesy word, but people wanted Mint to succeed.
Well, what do you think accounts for that?
I think people in Atlanta are really hungry for, you know, the arts. I mean, it's a big conversation that's happening a lot. Georgia has the lowest per capita funding in the U.S. I believe that's still an accurate number. So that means that a lot of these little galleries and nonprofits kind of have to pick up the slack, and people, they're hungry for that. They want to see that succeed.
So how have you been able to take that youthful party energy from, you know, your early 20s to creating like a real arts organization with a board and with, you know, a new game plan on the horizon?
That is a great question. Honestly, I don't know if I know, but I'll try.
All right.
I think part of it is staying very deeply invested in a young sort of arts base.
Mm-hmm.
Candace put together an incredible internship program that typically has, you know, fairly young student age people participate. We've developed relationships with different universities in town. So as I've gotten older and more crotchety and, you know, less interested in the party atmosphere, we've surrounded ourselves with people who are very smart and have a lot of great energy and are doing really amazing things, but they have that youthful sort of something.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes. So I think that's helped quite a bit and sort of keeps us on our toes. But then we've hired, you know, having someone like Candace who had, you know, two master's degrees and connecting with some amazing people in the community to be on our board, that's sort of given us, you know, taken us to that next level.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act for sure.
Yeah. The search for Candace's replacement is on. You've stated that that the search will begin in earnest this summer.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for in a new creative director?
I actually don't know if it will be a creative director.
Oh.
We're probably going to look for somebody who is, you know, great at fundraising, great at facilitating, someone who, you know, has some of the skills and energy that I've brought to the organization. I don't plan on stepping away anytime soon, but without me being able to be there full time, you know, I think we need that role
mm-hmm.
more as a more constant presence. But we're still figuring that out. But I think with this new direction we're heading in, a creative director is not quite as important to Mint at this moment in time.
Sure.
I think eventually, yes, it will be, but right now, not as much.
Yeah, it seems like you're moving away from just being a gallery space and more towards being a sort of incubator for artists.
I really like that word, incubator.
Yeah.
You know, the arts community is so small, and people can be pretty gossipy. And, you know, I have board members who are very plugged into the arts community, and they come, you know, they're like, oh, people are wondering, is Mint going away? Candace left. We don't have a space. So something we just want to make very clear is that Mint is here to stay. We are deeply invested in Atlanta. We want to make Atlanta a destination for the arts. We deeply value everything that Candace brought to the table. We wish her the best of luck with everything in the future. We think she's an amazing person. And we think that she helped poise Mint for this next step. So we're just really excited to keep doing what we're doing.
Erica Jamison, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.